Laura Nero's star shone bright, but briefly.
Come on, people, come on, children.
She staggered crowds at the 1967 Monterey Pop Festival when she was just 20 years old. But by the time she turned 25, she was tired of stardom and rarely took the stage. Laura Nero died of cancer in 1997 when she was just 49 years old. But the legacy of this Rock and Roll Hall of Fame songwriter is huge. She wrote Eli's Coming, Save the Country, and When I Die, Just a Few, performed by everyone from Peter, Paul and Mary, Three Dog Night, Barbra Streisand, and Blood, Sweat and Tears, and of course, Laura Nero herself. This Tuesday marks the release of the latest tribute. Billy Childs, the composer, arranger, and pianist, has gathered a pretty famous group of friends together for the album Map to the Treasure, Reimagining Laura Nero.
I got fury in my soul. Fury's gonna take me to the glory goal. In my mind, I can't study war no more. Save the people.
That's Sean Colvin singing Save the Country. This album also includes Renee Fleming, Esperanza Spalding, Yo-Yo Ma, Lettucey, Wayne Shorter, and many more. Billy Childs joins us now from the studios of NPR West. Thanks very much for being with us.
Well, it's great to be here.
What set you off about Laura Nero's music when you first heard it?
Well, I mean, as an 11-year-old or 12-year-old kid, my sister, Kirsten, would play her records around the house, and it seeped into my consciousness. And then as I listened more over the months and years, it became part of me.
Let's listen to another track, if we can. Alison Krauss, her version of When I Die.
I'm not scared of dying, and I don't really care if it's peace finding dying. Well, then let the time be near. If it's peace finding dying, just bundle up my coffin, 'cause it's cold way down there.
The song, as Laura does it, and I think as Blood, Sweat and Tears did it, kind of juxtaposed the heaviness of the lyrics, because they're really deep lyrics, you know, talking about death and finality, with kind of a celebratory musical accompaniment, and written, I think, when she was like a teenager, like, I think it's the first song she wrote.
Yeah. But they're very... She was a real prodigy, we should remember.
Yeah, definitely. And then I saw a YouTube clip of her playing it by herself on a keyboard, and it had a really decidedly blues vibe to it. So I wanted to kind of explore that. And it turned into like somewhere between jazz and bluegrass, you know, with Jerry Douglas, you know, including this incredible dobro solo. And I thought if it's in that direction, Alison Krauss would be a perfect voice to render that.
And when I die,
you, of course, are a great musician.
Thank you.
And we get to appreciate some of your piano on the track you perform with Lettucey. This,
yeah.
No further ado, Stone Soul Pick. Now, that's truly a Laura Nero song, as you've never heard Laura Nero before. And
yeah.
Yet, it's a Laura Nero song.
Yeah, well, that's one of her biggest songs, too.
Yeah.
It was just really fun to play that. That was, like, very Ramsey Lewis, Herbie Hancock-influenced funk piano thing, you know, that it was just really a blast to do.
She played the piano, I remember, right, in her concerts.
Laura?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, as a matter of fact, her piano playing is what influenced me most profoundly. Map to the Treasure is actually, that piano pattern is the first thing I ever learned on piano, one of the first things.
As you may have gathered, I get emotional talking about Laura Nyro.
Me too.
And maybe it's just because we were, you know, utes when when we first heard her music. So what do you do about people who say, Laura who?
I don't really chastise people for not knowing Laura Nyro, but I really make it incumbent upon them to find out about her because I think she's one of the most important songwriters in the mold of Gershwin and Simon and McCartney and Lennon. She's on that level of songwriters and composers. And actually, when I meet another Laura Nyro fan, it's almost like a club. It's almost like, oh, wow, you're in this with me. You feel like you're in something together because all of her music seems like it's part of one long interconnected opera. And all of these songs are different scenes from it or acts in it. And when you meet another person who sees that, who has visited that world, you feel connected to them.
Billy Childs, composer, arranger, and pianist, his new album, Map to the Treasure, Reimagining Laura Nyro. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Don't wanna go by Satan. Don't